5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Science Us.
Yeah, good to see you all.
Good to see you. Good to see you, everybody, from internet site. Just while you're listening to this, please look into the photo that I've posted of both of us. Make eye contact. Hello.
I was just looking at that photo. I look great. I got a great beard.
You look great right now.
I look all right right now. I don't have a lot of beard going on right now. Guys, yeah. If you're just tuning in, I don't have much beard.
They are just tuning in. It is the beginning of the podcast. We should introduce ourselves. My name is Ivan Decker.
And my name is Peter Carlone.
Yeah. And we're very excited to have you with us again this week, where I will be sciencing Peter.
It's my turn.
Touch my foot under the table.
To be scienced.
It's Peter's turn.
Guys, if you're just tuning in, we started playing some science footsie, which is the same as regular footsie.
Yep, but there's more molecules somehow. So I'm going to be talking to Peter about optics.
It's
kind of an exciting news story that has come out now. Some scientists in Japan have come up with a way to see through stuff, basically.
Okay.
The classic
X-ray specs. Don't we have that already?
No, but like more specifically through solid objects, human tissue that would be real time. Because you know, X-rays, you got to go.
Yeah.
You get a photo taken. They hit your bones and then they go behind. They go like three blocks away.
Yeah, that's my
into
favorite.
A bomb shelter.
That's my favorite part is that they're always like, "All right, this is perfectly harmless procedure. Just put this on here. I'm going to put on this lead vest and then I'm going to go to the other building."
Yeah, and it's gotten more and more advanced over time. You used to have to like get them developed. Like now it's digital, which is kind of cool. They give you like a CD.
Come back in 3 weeks, and we'll find out if your leg was broken back then when we took an X-ray.
Yeah, just gotta run this down to the dark room.
That's where 1 hour photo came from. It was like X-ray technicians were like, "We need these a lot faster. Yeah. People are still dying."
The doctors were like, "Hey, listen, I know this thing you got's pretty cool. We can look at people's bones. However." Usually when there's a problem with their bones, they're going to die.
We need to know now.
Get it happening. Like I've dislocated my shoulder recently and, or not recently, but a long time ago. And it, it was like 2007, 2008.
Listen, I'm not sure if that's like the major problem with the story right now.
I was saying it. And as soon as I said that, I was like, "Oh boy, this is already off track."
I have dug in way too hard on getting the date right of when I got this habit.
It was a long time ago.
Okay, so a long time ago, at some point in your history, not your future.
It was 2007, I said it. I don't know why I was like, "Recently." Well, not that recently.
I was already pouncing on you.
I forgot how old I was, but it was in the time of digital. It was like 2008, 2009, where they took the X-ray and then they even gave it to me on a disc.
Ooh.
They gave me a CD. ROM, compact disc,
which our healthcare paid for because it's Canada. So
No charge. They gave me a. They're like, "Here, give this to your doctor." And I was like, "Great, I'm putting it on Facebook." And that is what I did. And I never showed it to my doctor.
That's so.
And now every time I move my shoulder, it makes this noise. I can't hear it.
Here, let me put my mic up against it. There we go. Ready?
All right, let's give it a shot.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Oh, yep. Super gross. Bad.
Probably should have shown my doctor that CD.
Wait, guys, since we're doing body sounds, check out my knees. Ready? This is not from a X-ray situation.
X-ray-related situation?
Let me back up. It was not from an injury is what I'm saying. It's not like the way you have your dislocated shoulder.
Okay.
This I just inherited from my mom, which is like not enough cartilage around my knees or something.
I can already tell this is going to be gross.
Okay, ready for this shit?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Oh,
did you hear it a bit?
Sounded like opening a chip bag. That was gross. So my shoulder cracks, but that's kind of pretty high speeds. They have the X-rays, but it still takes a little while.
Yeah.
But what the researchers in this project were hoping to develop was a way to see in real time what is happening inside of human tissue and also other objects. You can see through walls with it, all sorts of things. It has a lot of applications. The problem is that it still requires... Most of the time when you are looking inside something with an X-ray or whatever, the camera that is looking at it still has to have light bounced back at it. So usually there needs to be a mirror behind or something has to reflect. So in this case, X-rays, the case is that your bones bounce the X-rays back and it...
And your skin doesn't.
The film and your skin doesn't.
And your skin takes on a bit of X-ray
Radiation. Just hits that. But with this...
Actually, what is X-ray radiation? X-radiation.
X-radiation.
But what's X?
X? 10. New Roman numeral for 10.
Yes. Light wave number 10.
Yeah, I brought up X-rays. Look, there's probably lots of facts about X-rays at your local library.
Guys, if you're just tuning in, Ivan and I don't necessarily have science degrees, so some stuff we're just going to gloss right over and move on so we can get to the hard science.
This is the part where we're like, you know, X-rays. You've all been to the dentist. You've had it happen. You've had that weird thing in your mouth that you got to bite on that's cardboard. Ugh.
Yeah. Your dentist makes you bite on the car. Oh, no, I understand what you mean. For the teeth. Yeah.
I have braces, and when I went to my orthodontist, they have this new one where you have to, like, put your chin on a thing, and it actually, like, pinches your head.
Ugh.
And then a camera spins around your head, and you get, like, a full
skull
X-ray. It's pretty cool. X-ray. So then they have to do, like, the one on the side, the one in the front.
And that's, like, a 3D render, so they can just move it around, maybe?
Yeah.
Like that's cool.
Well, they did make a 3D render, but that wasn't with that machine. That's, like, because when you got braces before, you used to have to, like, bite this weird, gross sponge, and then that, like, hold that in your mouth while it makes a mold, and it was, like, apparently super gross, and people throw up all the time from it. but in this one, they were, like, we got this high-tech machine that is going to, you can actually just scan your teeth now. And I was expecting, like, oh, something like that, where I put my face in and a camera spins around. They're like, yeah, it's pretty similar. And then they pulled out what looked like the pricing gun from a cash register and then just jammed that in my mouth and had to, like, rub it against my teeth till it beeped. And, like, a lot of times it wouldn't. And they were like, oh, I just can't get this tooth. And I'm like, got this huge, giant, square, like... I don't understand why there's never any, like, sleekness. Like, your phone's always in movies in the future, like medical science
looks
stuff.
Looks cool and sexy.
Looks cool and sexy. Yeah, like the Star Trek tricorders or, like, that is, like, it's not on a consumer level, so nobody cares. It's just, like, just do the thing. And it's just, like, this
I've always thought
clunker.
That about, like, prosthetics, too, where it always has this weird, like, sad hospital yellow or something tone to it, like, when they give you a prosthetic hand.
Oh, yeah, that, like, weird plastic.
Yeah, like,
fades.
And why wasn't the first thing I've seen now where kids are getting, you know, if they have hand transplants or whatever, they lose their hand or it's deformed or something, they'll get, like, Iron Man hands. To replace them instead of just, like, the sad hospital yellow.
Yeah.
And you're like,
Iron Man hand would be obviously awesome. Get him some friends.
Now he's the coolest kid at school.
Totally.
He's getting hand jobs because he can't do them himself.
Oh, man. Call in. Listen, we're going to take a call from somebody who
has Iron Man hands.
He's going to tell us what it feels like. So,
what a hand job feels like? Are we allowed to talk about hand jobs on this? Is this, like, what's the rating level of science test?
Till we get a complaint, I guess. Maybe somebody. Like, I thought my kid could listen to this. And you're like, hand jobs? And I was like, what's a hand job?
I was forcing my kid to listen to this. And my kid was like, please turn this off.
Please turn this off. These idiots are
talking
weird.
About hand jobs. And then the kid was like, oh, turn it up.
They keep making references to things I do not understand. I know more about X-rays than they do. We just studied it in school. It's by Dr. Von Kamp. All I know is that the... X-ray was, I think it was invented on my birthday. I think I know that much.
Now, when you say invented, do you mean like we harnessed it?
Well, I mean, they were always around.
Yeah.
They were
we figured out what they were up to.
How to get them to show up on film.
Yeah.
Which is, so, you know, there's so much like ultraviolet light.
So, Ivan, they don't have to jam pricing guns in your face anymore. We have this new, the Japanese have this new thing. What's going on?
So, the way that it works is that something that I learned, like this is a very interesting thing that I didn't know, is that when light makes impact with an opaque object, i.e. fog, skin, white paper, or white, whatever, like anything. anything that's white. No, like...
I don't think white is the necessary thing you need.
Yeah, but...
White people.
They're always in the light. Oh, man, this is getting bad. Anything of any color that is opaque. Opaque meaning that if you put it in front of a light, it gets dark. It doesn't go through. But...
Okay, so we got that term figured out.
Yeah, I may not know a lot about X-rays, but I do know the difference between opaque, transparent, translucent,
and transsexual.
Here's a little fun little science thing that that a lot of people get mad about. is the idea of something clear. When they say something's clear, mm-hmm. if it's like, oh, it's yeah, it's a clear liquid. Clear doesn't necessarily mean that it's colorless. Like, colorless okay. is what they want you to say. Like water, it's not clear, it's colorless. If you say clear, scientists will get mad at you and be like, do you mean colorless? And you're like, yeah, whatever.
And then you'll ask for the check and come yeah. up with an excuse because yeah. that date is a bust.
Because it could be like clear, but also blue. Clear just means it doesn't have like chunks in it. Apparently.
So wouldn't, I mean, water is clear and colorless?
Yeah.
So if the scientist says, didn't you mean colorless? Then you could be like, don't you mean and colorless?
Well, there's you can just say colorless because something can't be anything and colorless.
Okay, hear me out. Hear me out. Water.
Yeah.
With.
Mm-hmm.
hang on. Water with cut up bits of saran wrap in it. That is technically colorless, but it is not clear. Take that, scientists.
I don't know about that. I feel like those saran wrap bits would have a color.
Damn it.
They'd be like kind of white when they were in there. The edges, when they fold.
Would they be white? Listen, I've got some saran wrap and I think I have water.
Okay, we
got
to do a quick experiment.
We're going to come back to you guys after a quick experiment. All right, guys, so somehow started a fire in my kitchen. That's all settled now.
Yeah, this is the first time recording at Peter's house, and we had to leave. So we're now coming to you live from a bench across the street.
Beep, beep, meow. You guys can't sleep here. Oh, get out of here. This is, if you guys are just tuning in, we're doing live Foley for our park bench
scene. We're like Eminem. We do our own Foley.
Man, Eminem needs to A, not do his own Foley, B, not do skits, and don't call them skits on his CDs.
Nah, that was like a very common thing. He didn't it start was. That.
No, I know.
I think he just did it. Probably the record label was like, we do skits here. I don't know why.
Why the
record...
did the, yeah, every, who's, all the, whose rap idea was it?
Used to have that. They would always have these little skits. So then, like, when you got it on CD, it was like 25 tracks long.
Yeah.
Because, like, in between every two songs, there's like a skit of like these people on the street, like, oh, what? And they just, every skit. Yeah. Would have like two guys talking,
yeah,
and then it would just be gunshots.
Yeah,
be
gunshots.
Like, oh yeah,
rampant disrespect for women.
Yeah,
and then a song would start.
Yeah, totally. It was like playing voicemails of like girls that had called him and left them on his thing.
Yeah. Oh man, all these hoes.
So many.
Here's
hoes.
The next song called "All These Hoes." You're like, yeah. Just play the track. You're like, none why? Of us want this.
Yeah, just play the song.
That's the reason CD burning came around, was so that we could make CD mixes without all the skits.
Yeah, it's pretty easy. You can just combine two. You can actually fit two rap CDs on one CD by just taking the skits out.
Anyway, the opaque thing is what we were talking about.
Yeah, so we were talking about opaque. Light does actually when light hits something that's opaque, some of it does go through. Some light waves okay. actually penetrate it, but scrambled that you don't notice it, basically. They just kind of, when they hit something, they're not all absorbed. Some of them just kind of go through, but then they get flied off in like random directions.
That is the science term.
Flied off. Yeah. Flied is not even a word.
They get flied off.
So this episode is very, like, some of them we appear kind of smart. This one, I'm like, I kind of bit off more than I could chew with this piece of science. And I was like, man. I was researching it and I was like, woof, this is hard. I bet I know enough. And then I started talking and I don't know anything.
No, but we're good ways through the episode already. I think we're doing fine.
No, I'm not abandoning it. I'm just calling to light. What the people...
I was trying to defend you. I was saying we're a good ways through the episode, as in, like, look how far you've made it so far.
Yeah, all right.
Like, we're... Okay, we're a quarter of the way through by the time you've admitted that you don't know what you're talking about.
Well, yeah. That's not that great. I had a full breakdown.
We usually
normally
try to make it halfway
through.
Normally
that happens at the end of Act 2. Yeah. Normally Act 2 is like, yeah. Everything's ruined.
That's when we all admit we have no idea.
So I guess Act 2 is just happening a little early. So get ready for a long Act 3, everybody. I'm just trying to get to the jokes
A faster. Whole lot of denouement.
Yeah.
Denouement?
So what actually happens here is that what they do to see through things is they send... ultrasound, like a focused beam of ultrasound into the object that
okay.
they're trying to see inside. And what that does is it focuses the light beams that are going to fly off in all directions. Some of them, it changes their frequency. So when they've passed through the focal point of the ultrasound, their frequency has changed slightly of the radiation of the light wave. And then what they do is they have a mirror which reflects those back, and only those ones that have had their frequency changed.
Okay.
You just have to make the mirror of a certain material that reflects. It's like, you know, like sunglasses. Like,
right.
They'll block out certain wavelengths of light, reflect others. So you basically do that. You put some sunglasses on the other side, grab a Ray-Ban lens.
Yeah.
And then that will go back. When that's reflected, it retraces the same pathway back through the focal point of the ultrasound, and then that can be picked up by a detector to make an image. And so
you still need the mirror?
You still need the mirror, but you just have to have somebody standing in front of a reflective wall, and then you could be looking inside them while doing operations, or if you had a mirror on the other side of, like, any object, you could actually look inside. So it would be very cool for, like, archaeologists to look inside stuff without actually damaging it. I mean, they can kind of do it with ultrasound now, but this will give a more clear image.
It's also cool that you could, for security reasons, you know, you have people, you don't have to stop people. They can be walking down a reflective hallway,
yeah,
and have cameras on the other side of a two-way glass or something, just like recording everything and just watching what they're seeing. And, you know.
Yeah. I mean, they do kind of already have this at the airport. I don't know, like,
it's those scanners you got to stand in.
No, little, like for your luggage.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think the x-rays are pretty intense, though. Like, I don't think you want people being put through that thing.
Yeah, but those have, like, a really cool image. It's, like, so many different ways of seeing it.
Yeah.
Because I remember, like, you know, years ago, you could look in that screen, you'd be like, I have no idea what any of that is. But now it's, like, a very simple... And I always look in my bag when it's coming through, and I'm like, man, I got a lot of cords.
I always think, like, I'm for sure getting taken a look at.
Yeah. Yeah,
I remember,
like, so many electronics.
I'm an early adopter of corded things. I loved, you know, the iPod Nanos, and then you have like USB hard drives, external hard drives and stuff like that. So I'd always bring that with me when I'd go home for Christmas or something. And I remember it was early on. Now they don't care. Like, cords for days. People are like, yeah, probably for one of his laptops or, you know, like whatever he's got. But I remember early on having a lot of cords and getting my whole thing just like, they took everything out. Because it was just like a cord wrapped around a metal cylinder. That was my first MP3 player. It was this like little slim looking cylinder.
Oh, I remember that one.
Imagine where you twist for the next
track.
Somebody
from back then that like the biggest problem in 10 years is going to be a water bottle. Like somehow computers, everything electronics, like, yeah, that's all fine. Oh, what is that? Contact solution? No.
Nah, I got to throw it out.
Get rid of that. We want to sell you stuff on the other side.
Only a certain amount of mils.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what if I dump it out until that? No way to measure it. Throw it out.
Yeah, the container has to have originally been 100 mils. this is so stupid.
You can't have approached me with more than 100 mils, which is also weird because it seems very arbitrary. I don't know a lot about explosives, and, you know, a few Google searches from now I will. But, like, it seems like you could still make something pretty powerful with...
Yeah, 100 mils is a lot.
Because it's not the dose. It's not the, yeah, exactly. 100 mils, like if you have 50 mils of something concentrated enough, you can make a good enough hole.
Yeah.
You can get into the,
and
to the
like
cockpit.
The, and if it's something that's like pretty, it's like not good enough when it's 100 mils, making it 350 mils is suddenly going to blow a hole in an airplane.
Yeah. But the 100 mil wouldn't.
Yeah, 100 mil would be fun. Be fun. No problem with that. It was because that guy lit his dick on fire. You remember that? That was what started it all.
Why didn't they just not allow people with dicks?
Yeah, it was like
no men can fly now.
And that was the problem, is like it all started because a guy burned his own dick and did not hurt anyone else. He had like a water bottle with gasoline in it, and he like pulled it out on
the
plane.
He was like, I'm gonna kill everyone.
He was planning on like starting a big fire, but he just like spilled it on his crotch and it lit on fire, and he just burned his own dick, and then like that was it.
Like, which
nobody
like
was hurt.
Which is also such a stupid plan, because ever since World War II, planes were really good at putting themselves out if they were on fire.
Yeah,
like planes, the main thing. The main thing planes have is engines to fly. But the secondary thing they have is the ability to like put themselves out if they catch fire.
Yeah, because
that's like
they have hang-on and oxygen masks. That's
they
like
have
a big
to know.
Thing.
You've got to know that an airplane is full of fuel, wiring,
Yeah.
And it's really hot. Like, there's no firefighters around, so it's got to be ready to deal with
that. Is
there
a firefighter on the plane? I wonder if that's ever happened.
I sure hope. Hey, is there a fire? Or just like an engineer?
Have you ever been on a plane when they did the whole asking for?
No.
They don't do it anymore because they just know ahead of time now.
Because of it's the future.
Because you have to give them your information. And so if you're a doctor, they're just like, oh, you're a doctor. Okay. And then they'll just come up to you and be like, ah, there's a lady.
Wait, is that what that thing is for when it's like, what's your title?
Yeah.
So hang on, because there's sir as well as a title.
Yeah, like if you're knighted.
So if I say sir, well, and the plane is crashing, they'll let me off first? Because they're like, look at the roster, and it was like, Sir Peter Carlone.
This guy's really important. I always write Professor Ivan Decker.
Yeah, which is good, because if you pick doctor, then theoretically, somebody gets a heart attack, they come and drag you up, and it's like, you have to because of the oath you swore, but then you have to reveal, Hippocratic A, you're oath. Not a real doctor, B, you didn't take the oath.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't take any oath. I didn't take an oath about not lying about being a doctor.
That's
either.
True, though. They don't have you contractually
you got me
obliged.
On no oaths. But the he other swore. Thing is, like, I am a comedian, and I have a unique ability that could help the situation as well. I
we
can
have
make
got
it
a sad, sad person in first class.
No, like if there's like a weird situation, there's a lot of tension. You need me to ease it. That's what I do. That's where I got this comedic sensibility.
Can you start saying that as soon as you get on the plane? Like, if anything goes wrong,
yeah, you let me
don't
know.
Worry, I'm here.
Like, I'll talk. Let me do the talking.
And they're like, sir, we're going to preemptively kick you off this flight.
I would always talk to the cops, too. I was the friend in my friend group in high school that used to, like, always talk to the cops when they showed up at our, like, party or wherever we were. I mean, first we would run. That was our default. We'd run through a park.
Yeah.
And cops can't drive their cars through parks, and they're not leaving their car to chase us.
Not for those young whippersnappers.
Yeah. They just want us out of the park. So, really, they succeeded.
And you guys got to run from the cops. Everyone's happy.
But sometimes it's amazing. Like, we always thought we were so, like, we got them. We got away. They can't catch us. But that was because they just wanted us out of the park. And, like, one day my friend, what did he do? He did something, like, pretty bad. Like, I think he threw a rock off, or not rock. There was an ice arena in the town where I grew up, and there was, like, a pile of snow always out back from when they do the Zamboni.
Of course.
And he made, like, a snowball, and then he went, there was an overpass over the highway right next to that, so he just, like, took the snowball up and, like, dropped it on a car.
Oh, God.
And it, like, hit the windshield, and, like, it wasn't bad, but they called the cops, and it was amazing, like, how fast the cops, like, found us and knew it was him. Like, and it was like 2 minutes.
They can just tell.
It's like, yeah, they know that it's you, group of kids, you idiot. Like, how else?
Yeah.
Like, we were supposed to be like,
nah, man, we're just hanging out.
No, it wasn't us. Like, yeah. The people who are coming from the overpass right now.
I wonder if it's the group of young ne'er-do-wells, said one of the officer.
That's the thing, is like, when you're a group of like six teenage boys wandering around, if there was anything that went wrong, they did it. Like, they're the ones that made that happen. You don't need x-ray specs to see that.
This is only slightly related, but I was going through customs recently.
Yep.
Doing the old x-ray thing. But then you go talk to the person who's like professionally supposed to be a little bit pissed off.
Yeah.
You know, that guy.
That's their job, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, a little bit mad.
That guy or that gal just like kind of mad at you already. And you're like, I'm planning on I've paid a lot of money to fly to another country and have fun. Like, why is this a bad thing?
Yeah.
Because they're assuming 100% of you are doing drugs or selling drugs, mm-hmm. and I hope I stop the right ones.
Yeah.
So I get to the front. He asks me what I do, and I said I work at Science World, because I've tried to pick a respectable thing.
Because
I don't want to be like, okay,
well,
I'm kind of doing a bunch of things right now.
Yeah, they don't want to hear that.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a podcast.
Like being on a first date.
Yeah.
You have to be like, yeah, I do this.
I have a job. It's great. So I said, I work at Science World. He was kind of interested. So I was like, oh, okay. Well, what do you do there? And I was like, oh, mostly I just, you know, stand around in the galleries and kind of help people out with information or whatever. I do the shows for kids. Blow stuff up. Love blowing stuff up.
Oh,
don't say blow stuff up.
I've done that exact same.
You have?
Yeah. That thing that you just said.
Because that's the thing I say.
Yeah.
You blow stuff up for kids.
I blow stuff up. Oh, damn it. I said that in the worst place.
I did it on the way to San Francisco.
I can't believe we both said that exact thing.
That's so funny.
I was with my girlfriend at the time, and as soon as I said it, she like grabbed my arm, and I was like, you know,
for kids.
Not really. Like balloons. And he laughed. He was like, get out of here, you nerd. That's the thing that, like, the way to sort of disarm authority is to just be like a real nerd about it.
Yeah. Because
everybody hates dealing with awkward nerds. Like, nobody likes it. It's like the weirdest situation.
So they'll just call you a nerd and move on.
Yeah. Like, if you ever, like, I ride a Vespa, and so, like, I'm gone through road checks, and the cops, like, they're not, they don't care. But I, like, ride through, I ride up, and they're like, get out of here. Or if they're like, where you come from? You had anything to drink tonight? I'm like, no, I was just playing Dungeons and Dragons. Like, oh, God, go away, get out of here. Thank you, I have so much cocaine. No, I don't really smuggle cocaine, but I could.
But that's a great way to ship cocaine, is what you're saying.
Yeah, you want to just be a real nerd about it.
What if you did, you know, like those, I'm sure it's a plot to a movie, I can't remember which one it is, where they, like, mold... like dolls into
Total Recall.
Thank you.
Where he's got the 2 weeks in the face. He's got that lady's face over his face, and then it malfunctions going through the border. The one place you need to work.
What if
then it explodes?
That,
then it's a bomb.
Of course it is. Why wouldn't it be? Of course. Why?
When
why
it screws up, it's a bomb.
So why don't you do that thing, like mold cocaine into the shape of like Dungeons and Dragons figurines? So then when it's like you have all these boxes.
Yeah.
You're going through the border. They're like, well, it's just a couple of Dungeons and Dragons figurines.
Yeah, but
you see,
Dragons
this
is
one is a level 4 mage.
Have figurines.
It's a what?
Doesn't have figurines.
It's all which is the one that has figurines?
I don't know. Hero Quest?
Warhammer?
Yeah, Warhammer.
Warhammer.
Yeah.
These are my Warhammer mages.
Yeah.
Oh, we're getting an email. I don't think there's going to be a mage in Warhammer.
It depends on Warhammer or Warhammer 40K.
Most things have mages.
Yeah, that's a very common thing. I mean, what are you going to invent a fanciful world and not have spells?
Yeah, not call that person a mage?
Why would you do that?
What else would you call them?
Are there any mage? Like, what would you equivalent? Like, what would the equivalent of a mage be in our reality?
Okay.
Like a magician? Nah, they're
no,
like,
because mages are much more useful.
They do parlor tricks. Mages were, in like all the mythology I've read, mages are like healers.
I've got it.
Like they can see through
But they're
stuff.
Also combat healers, so it's going to be a field medic.
Yeah, field medic?
Yeah.
That's a mage.
Like, so you get shot in the leg, and it's real life, but you're still calling out like, mage, like healer.
Need a mage, need a healer.
Heal.
He's like, it's a bandage, it's not a spell.
Heal.
Oh, do some magic.
Why aren't I at 100%? Why do I have 6 months of rehab to go
do
through?
Do magic. Can you do any magic? I have a poultice. It's a bandage.
That's cool.
Oh, is it a potion? No, it's an alcohol solution. It's
do I drink it? Healing. Don't drink that. Don't give me that back.
I'm just going to put it on. Oh, it's a topical potion. Cool.
Here's the thing, though. If you go back to the field hospital,
yeah.
They do have little like red potions that that are technically health.
Yeah.
That they put into you.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
Blood, I'm talking about, of course.
Yeah, but potions, that's the thing.
If you're just joining us, I was talking about blood.
Yeah, potions are basically like, they still exist today. We just don't call them potions. That's the guy I'm going to be from now on. It's just guy who calls stuff potions of health. It's like, that's just cough syrup. It's a potion of cold.
I haven't said anything technically incorrect, sir. So please give me my Robitussin.
Yeah, can I have my potion of cold?
Do you guys have any headache elixir?
Yes, I am dying. I require one phoenix down.
We did used to call things potions and elixirs.
Elixirs.
We had lots of elixirs.
Yeah, elixirs of health.
We just don't do that anymore. I wonder why elixir became not
because
a...
it was like a snake oil salesman type of term.
Oh, so they
it's like, what do you got?
Hindenburg the word.
Yeah.
Yeah, by turning it into a bad thing. Yeah. And you can't have good elixirs.
Yeah. And then sometimes people refer to it like really good like alcohol as an elixir.
Not to keep going down the rabbit hole, but do you think pharmaceutical companies are doing that with drugs now? Because we used to be unanimously into drugs. We're like, yeah, pills for stuff is great.
Yeah.
But now there's a bit of a turning against pills, the idea of pills and pharmaceuticals.
Yeah.
So maybe they're ruining all the words for, then we'll have to come up with another word for the same thing, which
for
is just
pills?
Like drugs that help us not hurt.
Yeah. Analgesics.
Yeah. It went potions, then it turned into elixirs, then it was drugs or pharmaceuticals.
Yeah.
Now it's going to have to be...
Yeah, it was the 90s. The 90s was such a great time for the pharmaceutical company when everybody was like, what, I got to take this every day because I'm a little bit hyper? Okay.
What do they call them in the future? What's the next thing to call the drugs that we've always been always taking? You know, willow root or Advil. Now it's going to have to be...
Remedies,
yeah. They're or, yeah, natural solutions.
Solutions, which is pretty close to final solution. It's all looping back to Hitler.
Oh, dear. I did not... Why every episode? Why every episode do I have to go bad with it? Why am I, Ivan? Am I evil?
Yeah.
Am I an evil?
We're probably both evil. Yeah. Like this, I think this podcast demonstrates, number one, we don't really know anything about science.
Yeah.
Number two, that's a good thing because if we did, we'd use it for evil.
There are so many people I would
like
kill.
If there was, look, if there was a mainstream X-ray vision glasses, I'd be looking at girls all the time.
Only wouldn't you just see like, oh, that liver. That's a good looking liver.
So funny, you just like can't tune it correctly.
Yeah,
like,
I just want to see boobs.
It's like focusing binoculars. You keep going past the skin part. You're like, oh yeah, she's so gross. You just see like her eyes moving around.
And then there's something about that like accidentally teaches you more and makes you less sexist because you're like,
yeah.
You're trying to ogle these women, but now you're like, I see you for what you really are.
We're all the same on the inside. You become the most.
Except for those parts, Tweedledoodle. Yeah.
Move it back. I'm like, bra and panties. Nah, I can't get just the skin.
I can't. It's all I'm interested in is the skin. Yeah. What's wrong with me?
Yeah, that actually was. There was a camera that was on the market by Sony. It was a camcorder. And
yeah.
It was released in Japan.
Oh,
and
dear.
It had like the night shot. And the night shot was tuned to a certain level of ultraviolet where you could actually see through thin clothes, like sheer dresses and stuff. Yeah. And so people were using that to film women at like the beach in their sundress.
Oh,
and
God.
You could totally see their panties underneath.
Oh, God.
And they had to recall it because of that fact.
Sony put out a perv cam, and then they were like, we should probably recall this.
Yeah.
Let's put it out for a bit, sell a couple of units, and then we'll, quote, figure out what we did wrong.
Well, of course,
and then recall
as soon
it.
As that news story came out of like, we're going to have to recall this because of this. They probably sold all their stock.
Yeah. So recall it because of this. So it's technically you can still have them. They're not going to catch fire.
They didn't even recall it.
Yeah.
They probably just released the news story that they were going to. So everyone bought all of them. And then they were like, well,
why don't we do that more often? I mean, that's what the interview did.
Yeah.
Sony did with the interview.
Yeah.
Again, Sony. Where they were like, listen, we got to recall it. It's too dangerous.
Oh, see?
This movie's too spicy.
At the interview, that was the camcorder situation. That's Sony's thing. Remember they did it with we talked about it last episode. They did it with the PlayStation 3 because they're like, it blows up stuff because it's too good. The chips are too good. You can turn it into
chips
missiles.
Chips are too good.
Oh, no, we didn't talk about that last. That was way back. That was in the driverless cars episode. I just listened to it recently because I'm doing
writing everything for it. Right, yeah. Right. Now, Ivan, I remember a time in this podcast where we were talking about X-ray goggles. Did you?
No, I kind of gave
the Japanese
on that.
Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what was?
So that was it. That's what they realized. That light going through an opaque object. Some of it's there.
Some of it gets scattered or flied.
So what this means is that yes, eventually you could possibly have a lot, like for surgeries, things like that. I mean, surgeries are already getting much, much more advanced. Like with the idea of kind of going in. Like, they have those optical surgeries now where you just make a little small, like if it's stomach or intestinal tract, they just make a small incision, they put in a camera, and then they put in the instruments also on, like, little mini Dr. Octopus arms. And they can do the whole procedure without actually...
So now
because they used to just, like, they would cut you, like, right open and, like, spread
you out.
You
right out. Like, hope it all worked out.
Like, it was, like, a very, like... Again, like human natural approach to things where you're like, all right, I gotta lay everything out and let's have a look here and we'll see what's going on.
Like fixing a car by taking all the parts out.
Yeah, exactly. Like, well, we better take the whole thing apart.
Put them back together.
And then we'll figure it out.
If you had enough money and like didn't care too much about your life.
Yeah.
Would you be ever do that? Like. I just had this thought of a rich person who's like, all right, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to pay you $10 million. You're going to get a wicked surgeon team together. And I just want you to take me apart completely and then put me back together. Like cut off my hands, open up my arm, like just take all the bones out and then just put everything back in.
That would not work. They couldn't do that.
I'm
sure they've tried. I'm pretty sure they've tried on animals.
They've animals, sure prisoners, animals. Way back in the day, and then just found out that it doesn't work at all. without their heads, they're powerless.
Haven't you seen, there's like a really gross video of that during the Cold War.
No.
It's a Russian.
I don't even want to know about this video.
It's of animals. Somebody sent it to me once. It's super gross. If those of you that love animals are listening, stop listening for a bit. It is a dog. It's like parts of a dog that they have made alive. So it's like a dog's lung, just like breathing out in the open. Yeah. And they also have like a dog's head, just the head, but they hook it up to like electrodes and stuff. And they have
So the dog's not actually alive.
Yeah.
It's just pretending to be alive. But like it's like triggered.
They're sending like blood and stuff into it. It's on like life support. And they're like touching its nose and it's like licking the nose. Like the head's moving, but the dog's body isn't there. And you watch it, you're like, well, how is this possible?
First of all, how is this possible? And why, humans? Why?
Why did you do this?
Can I be honest with you? Like,
That's the thing is like that made advances in medicine.
It's true.
As sad as it is.
I know. You're not wrong. But there's a part of me, if I'm being honest, and it's like we've talked about it before, about how we believe that the next step of evolution is robots. Like they'll be the children of our children that we, you know, send off into the universe, not humans.
Yeah.
And I'm actually comforted by that.
Yeah.
And I think about things like, oh no, climate change. It's gonna be so hard for all of us to live. And I'm like, yeah. Have you seen humans? We're bad. We don't need a lot of us. When I think about the stuff that we just do to people or do to animals, it's like, yeah, we don't really need to be around much longer.
Which is like our weird curiosities of like, and the whole like ethics and science. I mean, it's been a debate forever.
Yeah.
Of like the people who just like,
yeah,
like the twins separated at birth thing, or like the people who just like don't ever, they don't like, they keep a kid like, it's like those, the feral children, like the kids who, are like locked in a shed for like their whole life.
Ugh.
And then like they find them when they're like, when they're like 10, and then they're like, oh, this is so they just like, they can't learn to talk. They can't do it because your brain is only soft and able to absorb and learn how to communicate, which is also a pretty crazy thing. That's like, that's how, like, babies are way smarter than me because like they can learn a language. Like, I'm trying to learn like French on my phone. I can't even...
I know some French. I'll help you.
I know like a little bit, but I can't do it. It's hard. And I know English, and there's a thing to be like, it's this, but in like, this is it in English. Babies know zero languages. They just listen to you jabber at them for like 2 years.
And they
years,
figure it out.
And they're like, hey, yeah, I can talk now.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, I figured it out.
I figured it out. Basically just by watching you. Yeah.
That's like that movie, The 13th Warrior. There's a scene in that where that happens.
What?
Yeah.
How?
It's so stupid.
You know what, though? Okay, it's as with, the baby thing.
What's his name? Antonio Banderas.
You know what you got? Oh,
they're sitting around put a that campfire. On my list. They're sitting around a campfire, and he's like been captured by these like people, and they're all like talking about him. And there's this great like montage scene of him like hearing and then like some words, some of them. And then like it just like, but because it's like they don't want to subtitle it, all of a sudden they're all just like speaking English.
So he just suddenly, eventually figured it out.
Suddenly he talks and they're like, how do you know our language? And he's like, I listen.
Oh,
stop it, Antonio.
But that is a thing, except not like that in a movie. But a total immersion. If you just went to France for like a year, you'd learn French a lot faster than if you were trying it here casually.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you needed it to survive.
Yeah.
It'd be a pretty rough year, though.
Yeah, I think
it also would be in France.
I wonder if there's been experiments done on that. We'll have to talk about that.
Learning languages? Probably.
Yeah. Yeah, well, because there's always like, there's a scene in like Tarzan where they always have like the that's every Tarzan movie.
Yeah.
There's always the part where they grab the guy and they have to like teach him English. And there's like a woman being like, R. And he's like looking at the alphabet like, and then he like tries to have sex with her.
Well, hey, not to plug my show, but guys, if you are looking for a good show to see, come check out The Foreigner. I play a character who does teach the other character English.
Oh, fun.
Throughout the play. Fun. That's going to be it's touring with the Arts Club Theater Company from March 18th or February 18th to March 15th. Check it out, artsclub.ca.
Yeah, we were going to plug stuff at the end, but that's cool. Yeah, Peter, our 10 listeners are going to come to your show. I think most of our listeners are in the show with you.
And most of our listeners who are not in the show do not live in Surrey. Or...
Some of them might.
Yeah, they might. That's true.
We'll see. Yeah, so you're in a play, teach people English. Does any of this play have to do with x-rays?
There's no x-rays in it.
Yeah.
But don't worry, there were no x-rays in our episode of the podcast either.
Yeah, we weren't really. I was talking about just the idea of seeing through things.
Yeah.
What would you look through?
What would I look through?
Yeah, what do you think would be the coolest thing to look
through? Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
I keep saying that a lot, like I've been lying this whole time, or like I'm hiding these truths from people. There is a house next to my apartment building.
Oh my God, I know this house.
Yes, the spooky haunted house.
I drove by it on the way here. Why hasn't it been knocked down? What's going on?
We got to take a picture of it. We'll tweet it from Science as Pod, because it is a...
Well, you should do it, because you live closer.
I'll do it. Text me in the morning. I'll put a reminder on my phone.
All right.
I don't want to do it now. It's too dark and scary out there.
Yeah, it's spooky.
It is, guys, it's an abandoned house. It looks like... if you went to a theme park and there was haunted house night or something, like it looks like a haunted house.
But somebody lives in there.
Well, it's always boarded up. Okay. So I don't know if there's squatters living in there, but like some of the doors are inaccessible now because like the stairs have fallen away. Yeah. It's a terrifying house. And I would look all the way into it.
They're just sitting on the property value of it.
I think
waiting.
I'm not sure, but I feel like it was maybe a death or something like that. And they're sorting out who's actually in control of the house and who's in control of the estate. And the city is, you know, like nobody's allowed to do stuff on it. I think it's just like in some sort of legal limbo.
Yeah, maybe.
And
then
it's not
Hall of Records.
Not nearly as exciting as I want it to be.
That's like the fun.
Yeah.
Fun. Like that was on the tourism challenge list.
The Hall of Records?
The Hall of, for some reason, it's on there. Like the city archives.
Man, that's very Lord of Ringsy. Is it called the Hall of Records?
No, it's just the city archives.
No,
Vancouver
it
city
should
archives.
Be called the Hall of Records.
They're in, it might be called the Hall of Records.
It should be, though.
It's by the, for those of you that live in Vancouver, it's by the planetarium. Nobody knows
it's
there.
It's kind of like buried. It's like under a hill.
It has to be secure, right? It's like a bomb shelter. So it's like if the bomb goes off, everybody will know who owned
the
house.
In case the Japanese bombed us, we'll
like
know that property.
Thing. I'm like, yeah, who owned this farm in 1800? We don't want to lose that.
I don't think we had farms in 1800.
It's such
here.
A weird, like, human... condition or human instinct to just like hoard stuff for like who cares? We're so concerned with our legacy.
Gotta hold on. Gotta hold on to who owned it.
It's like the city exploded. I don't think anybody cares who was the first guy to punch a horse.
We really do love the rule of law. We really love organizing things so that somebody can say, that's not fair, and then we can hire somebody to be like, Your Honor, that's not fair.
That would be the greatest cosmic joke is if, like, aliens came and, like, it's like, you know, thousands and thousands of years from now, humans are gone, aliens come
here. They look
here.
In the records.
Aliens come here and, like, they find, like, the last surviving record of people and they're like, oh, this is their entire history. And then one of the other aliens goes like, who cares? And they're like, yeah, you're right. And they just throw it away. Like, that would make every human so sad.
Yeah, we'd be so upset.
Like, the people
But
who...
we wanted to be immortal. Like, oh, trillions of hours of movies just deleted.
Tell everybody our story. No, why?
Why?
That sounds boring.
Or what if they loved the rule of law so much? They come there, find no humans, but all the records and all the borders are still there. Like, all of the records give them all the ideas for. So they just can't settle anywhere on Earth because they're like, it's all claimed.
We got to get somebody in here.
Sort we got to make sure all the humans are actually dead.
Who's the rightful owner? And, like, some guy in a cave is like, well, it all comes down to you. You own the Earth. Like, oh, can I have a sandwich? No.
No. You own the Earth, though.
You can exchange your land for it.
Darn it.
All right, fine.
You can have Canada for a sandwich.
Yeah. Yay. Years and years later.
Here's hoping we never make it out of this solar system, because I'm pretty sure that we are the most terrifying aliens in the universe.
Yeah, we're pretty bad.
We're the worst.
We're pretty bad.
Hey, what did you guys do in your history? Well, there's lesser beings than us, and we keep them in pens. Actually, sometimes our equals we keep in pens as well through certain parts of our history. And sometimes
we don't think of them as our equals, though.
Yeah, don't worry, we did it. That's what made it okay. Yeah. None of this is making it okay. Anyway, what else did we do? We cut the heads off of some of the animals, and just to see if we could keep the animals alive.
Just to, like, you know, maybe one of us will have our head cut off, and we got to tell them the key to this. What's the code to the safe?
You guys do cut each other's heads off. Yeah, we do that too.
Yeah, sometimes. We just need a real efficient way to kill people. The fact that we, like, the guillotine is in our history.
Yeah.
Of, like, we had lots of ways to make people dead.
Actually, has there ever been an alien movie like that where it's like Independence Day? They attack, and then we just fight so good.
Yeah, they're like, whoa, this is horrible.
Yeah, we got to go.
Maybe that already happened.
It was so violent.
That's what happened in Roswell.
Yeah.
We shot him down, and they're like, we're so peaceful. What are you doing? Yeah. And they're like punching him, like, you think you can come to our planet?
An alien ship lands, they come off with the equivalent of like 22 caliber rifles, and they're like, we're taking over. And they're like, you know, you landed in the US, right?
Yeah.
You're screwed.
Yeah. They try to
murder them all.
That'd be so great if aliens just like tried to conquer us and we were just like, we found out that we're amazing at fighting.
Yeah.
That's our whole thing. We're like, we always picture like,
we always think
warrior race as like much bigger. And, yeah. Like,
we
like,
think we're humans. I think we're Klingons.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure. Oh, and if we're talking Star Trek, we're for sure Klingons.
Yeah. We're definitely not Borg.
Or Romulans.
We're not organized enough to be Vulcans. Oh, yeah. We could be Romulans. We're like, we're very, very warlike, but we still like to pretend that it's all for a reason.
Yeah.
Nah, we have governments, though.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think we're Klingons. We're just like, even our sex is violent. And some people don't even, half the population don't like our sex.
Yeah. Yeah, some people don't even like, grab my hand till it bleeds.
And we have words for that. But we still do it. Yeah. Like, oh, God.
Yeah, I think, I'm pretty sure we're the worst. We're the worst. I'm going to go out on a limb and say we're the worst species
things alive
in the universe.
Yeah, even like extremely aggressive ants are like, oh boy, you guys,
at least we're kind of keeping it on the DL. We're not ruining the planet about it. We just ate that horse because it was tied up. Sorry.
And let's not even begin talking about who tied the horse up in the first place.
Kind of your fault, humies.
We're just eating what we're just doing what we do. What you guys do is the worst.
Yeah, just trying to...
So this started as a thing where we were looking into ourselves.
Yeah.
And we ended really looking into ourselves.
We really did look into ourselves. Maybe that's the kind of x-ray we need, is a way to peer into our desires. Is that a thing?
Do we, though?
Hold up a mirror.
Yeah, hold up a...
Start with the man in the mirror.
Hold up, yeah. Before we invent better x-rays, let's look at ourselves.
We've already got better x-rays.
Yeah, we do, because we don't want to look at ourselves.
Yeah, we've got the scanner, which I once called the penis thing to the person. They were like, so you've been selected for... And I was like, yeah, I'll do the penis thing. They're like, okay. Like, I didn't even notice that I had done it. I was just like a very early flight.
Wait, what's the penis thing you're talking about?
The thing where you hold your arms up and then they kind of...
Oh, right.
That's the thing, is they're like, because whoever's like...
At the airport.
Yeah. Whoever's looking at that screen can kind of make out how big your penis is.
Can I admit something really lonely to you? When they ask me, like, you can do this thing or a person can come and search you, I always go with a person because I like being touched. I like it when they touch me.
Will they hug me at the end?
Can I get a bit of a back scratch?
That should be an option. They can do a pat down and then they give you like a nice hug.
They should just give you a hug after. Then I'd be fine with the pat down.
Oh my God. That would be so... Yeah.
I swear to God, I'm asking for a hug next time.
I feel like if they had that as an option, so many people would be like, yeah, I want a hug.
Of course.
For sure. But then there'd be like creepy weirdos that would make it weird.
Oh yeah.
You have to check a box. It's like, you can have a hug, but you can't make it weird. And you're like, okay.
That's also another reason I kind of wish, you know, that I was gay. Because we're living in the fabulous time where... We're trying to be sensitive for all the genders, so it's like, if you want to be searched by a man, you can be searched by a man or searched by a woman.
Yeah.
But we haven't quite figured out how people game the system. It's like, joke's on you. Yeah. This is turning me on, because I'm gay.
Yeah, this guy's super great. So, like, can I request to be searched by a lady?
That's what I'm saying. Like, oh, man, I'm totes gay. You're going to need a woman to search me.
I think you could probably pull it off. You just got to say that. You're like, I'm
really
gay.
Wait, do you mean me specifically? I could pull it off because of the way I look and act.
You could sell it.
Ah, great.
Especially without that beard that's full.
No. Guys, I don't have enough of a beard.
Don't have enough of a beard.
To be happy.
Don't worry. Look inside. You could, with x-rays, you could see inside and how...
Then find my true inner happiness.
Push that beard out.
I'll find my true inner happiness. Or a tumor.
Or a tumor. Probably not.
Hopefully not.
Probably just a weird knee that makes a crazy sound.
Oh. Yeah. You know what? It doesn't hurt. It just makes a weird sound.
Yeah, my shoulder doesn't hurt either. But it does. There's a lot of resistance there.
Do you want to end this episode with the microphones on our noises? And then we just roll credits?
Yeah, we have credits to roll. So that's going to be the end of the episode. So
let's conclude it.
My conclusion on the ability to see through stuff is like, yeah, we can already do that.
Yep.
I don't think you need much more. You know what I want them to invent? A way to see into a bag that has a laptop in it. Please stop making me take my laptop out of the bag. Why?
My shoes off or whatever.
Just let me leave it in.
Yep. And the change in my pockets.
I bought a tablet.
So you didn't have to take it out.
So I don't have to take it out anymore. You don't have to take the tablet out. Just if it has a keyboard on it, gotta take it out of the bag.
That's weird. Yeah, okay, that's a good one. I think my conclusion is I want them to invent a X-ray that allows us to look into our darkest secrets.
Yeah, what's really going on.
Yeah, actually, that'd be, not to get all political, but we wouldn't have to torture people if we had that. Just well, like, all right, yep, we know all the information. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah, I think. Well, what about that, like, truth serum? Isn't that a real thing?
I don't even know, because it doesn't seem to get used ever. We just waterboard. Maybe we're just waterboarding for fun, and then people forgot about the truth serum.
They're for sure waterboarding for fun.
Because we're the worst, remember?
Because humans are the worst species.
Okay, guys, this episode took a really dark turn. We were talking about X-rays. Now we've decided we're the worst.
Well, yeah, I mean, some of us don't even research a topic enough to do an episode about. But I think we had a good time.
Oh, I had a great time. And now, to play us off,
here is
that weird thing my knee can do when I stand up.
And my weird shoulder.
All right, good night, everybody.
Good night.
Oh, it's not working. Now it does kind of hurt. Here, got your... Here we go. Oh, you know what? You guys can't see it, but he's trying to do it harder to get the sound
bigger. It's got to be when I flex.
Oh, man. Okay, hey.
Hey, that's our new intro. Those noises. Welcome to Scientists. Our bones don't work.
Well, neither do our brains.
We'll see you next week, ladies and gentlemen.
Follow us.
Peter's turn to search something and then get off track and talk about robots in space.
Can't wait to talk about robots in space like I do every single episode.
I think that's what we do now. We start with an idea, and then it will turn into robots in space, the human condition. Hey, how can they make this about robots in space?
Everything will be. I've got one I'm cooking up, Ivan, about bamboo.
Very excited.
I don't know when, weeks from now, but I will still also figure out how to make it about robots in space.
Oh, I will. Don't worry. I'll be there for you.
Fantastic.
We'll take it there.
All right, guys.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.